JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Is it party poppers and balloons for us on the business outlook yet or not?
Well, you know, you can celebrate if you like. I mean, you're a glass half full guy, aren't you?
Yes,
ANZ yesterday released their latest business outlook. Now, at a headline level, it is a positive move. Business confidence lifted 5 points. Still in negative territory, though, at minus 13. So a net 13% of businesses now expect economic conditions to weaken in the year ahead. But that negative 13, though, is the highest reading we have seen in this data since September 2021. So that's good. The other headline number is businesses read on their own activity. Now, that's generally been running at a more positive level than overall business confidence, but expected own activity fell 2 points to plus one. So look, Mike, we're still in an environment, I think, of a slowing economy, but the economy certainly isn't cratering. And in general, and I think it's a continuation of recent trends, the picture is mixed. So some readings look promising, others not so much. Inflation indicators did ease, they did fall, but the pace of that decline in this survey is glacial. The direction of travel is going the right way for the Reserve Bank, but it's just really slow going. Pricing intentions, Mike, they are falling. So you have a net 62% of firms in the retail sector still expecting to lift prices. So there's still plenty of price pressure there, just not as much as there was. So cost pressures are also still there. So firms expecting to lift the cost to lift in the next 3 months has actually went up slightly. Similar story with wages as well. Wage pressure still there when the question is asked, but the extent of that pressure is falling. So it's sort of to sum it up. Activity indicators are off their lows, but they're historically weak. And ANZ do ask the question whether there's enough sort of there, enough softening to keep the RBNZ away from another 25 basis point rate hike. They're suggesting it will be needed, but I would say there's plenty of debate around that, Mike, and I think opinions are split on whether
RBNZ... Not all banks agree on that. Now, China's still below 50 on that manufacturing.
Yes, this is my ongoing attempt to keep what's happening in China in focus. Purchasing manager indices, important barometer for what's happening in business. Chinese manufacturing PMI, 49.3. The manufacturing sector still contracting, fourth month of contraction. Glass half full will say it was better than the previous read of 49.0, also a little bit better than expected. But this is a very big part of the global economy that is contracting and has been for some months. Non-manufacturing PMI services slowed to 51.5, above 50. That's good, but it's the fourth month of a declining outcome, and it's the weakest read so far this year. It was mentioned that extreme weather is a factor for construction activity at the moment. Telling commentary is some words here, Mike. External environment is complicated and severe. Overseas orders have decreased, and insufficient demand is still the main difficulty. Last week, Chinese leaders referred to the economic recovery being a tortuous process, and the PMI figures, I think, highlight current ongoing challenges.
Yeah, well, let's talk some good news, because while you're away, that number came through. Did you see it? $2.4 billion for New Zealand wine. I mean, we are rolling.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is, Mike, a couple of things here. Last week, Wine Australia released their latest export report. So it was right at the end of last week. And having seen that number of $2.4 billion, the number that caught my eye here is one, exports of wine from Australia have fallen 10%. But I think we're exporting more dollars worth of wine than Australia. Who would have thought? They're sitting around $2 billion. Now, I was fortunate enough to attend the tasting of the Coomera River 2022 wines on the weekend, Mike.
Here we go.
And a sneak preview of 2023. Quality exceptional. Coomera River Chardonnay legacy isn't under threat. But interesting comments from winemaker Michael Brakovich, who spoke about the really high demand for their product. So I think the quality of the New Zealand wine exports seems to be standing us in very good stead versus Australia, which I think is pitching at the lower end.
That's right.
Good news there.
Anyone who knows about Yellowtail knows the Australian wine story, and no one ever regretted buying quality, is my message for life.
That's right.
What are the numbers?
There you go. Well, it's the last day of July in the offshore markets, and they're struggling to end on a positive note. The Dow Jones is currently down 2 points, 35456. The S&P 500 is flat, 4581, and the Nasdaq is up 10 points, 14,326. The FTSE 100 put on 5 points to close the month out there, 7,699. The Nikkei stormed to the end of July, up 1.25%, 33,172. The Shanghai Composite up just under 0.5%, 3,291. The Aussies were that was a fairly soggy ending, up just 7 points, 7,410. But we closed out July with a 0.92% gain on the NZX 50, 12,056 to close there. Kiwi dollar, 0.6220 against the US, 0.9245 against the Aussie, 0.5652 against the Euro, 0.4840 pounds, 88.39 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,970.39 and Brent crude, $85.49.
Catch up tomorrow at jmiwealth.co.nz.